And in Waco, Texas, this is KWBU-FM. I'm Carlos Morales. Today, former Democratic U.S. Representative Chet Edwards released his congressional papers to the Baylor Collections of Political Materials. The collection represents Edwards' 20-year career in Congress, representing Texas's 11th congressional district through 2005 and Texas's 17th congressional district until 2010. Both districts include Waco and other areas of central Texas. Edwards said he hopes the papers can serve as a resource for local, state, and national history.
There is no way I could have known when I walked into Waco 34 years ago, knowing one person, a former high school coach of mine that I knew, that this community would have such a profound impact on my career and my life, that it would give me the opportunity to serve in public office, something I could have never dreamed of doing.
The Edwards congressional papers fill 341 boxes and contain documents ranging from administrative records and district files to speeches and voting records. Also included in the archives are documents from Edwards' time as a state senator from 1983 to 1989. Much of Edwards' documents center around military and veterans affairs, religious liberty, and his congressional district projects.
These congressional papers, despite all the incredibly gracious words said today, are not about me. They're about this community, about Baylor, about one-tenth of our nation's political history. And as I said earlier, combined with Congressman Pogue and Congressman Lee's papers, they represent 43%, close to half of Texas history.
In 2012, Edwards was appointed as the W.R. Pogue Distinguished Chair of Public Service. In this role, he comes to Baylor 2 weeks each semester to teach. There's more news online at kwbu.org.